The waters of Lake Washington could get busier in the not-too-distant future. If King County Councilmember Rod Dombowski gets his way, we'll be able to ferry across Lake Washington, maybe even from Ballard to downtown Seattle. Ferries used to carry passengers across the lake, but all that ended in 1950 when the floating bridge opened. Dombowski says given the growth in our region, it's time to bring the ferries back.
The waters are our last place that's not gridlocked anymore. The roads are jam-packed. The increasing population here has really begun to congest our highways and freeways and roads, and eventually, you know, people are not going to be able to get around to the extent necessary to keep our economy moving.
We have talked about expanded commuter ferry service in other places in King County, even on Lake Washington. None of those proposals went anywhere. How do you think this proposal is different?
Well, facts on the ground have changed a little bit, which has triggered us taking another look at this. Number one, as I said, we're now the seventh most congested region in the country. We've now, with respect to Lake Washington, added tolling to 520. And perhaps maybe most importantly, in the spring of 2016, light rail service will open at Husky Stadium. And that creates a new transit node there that may be conducive to the addition of ferry service at Husky Stadium. In other words, it's a connecting point for folks coming from the north and the east side of King County to be able to get onto light rail.
Well, you mentioned the new light rail station at Husky Stadium. What exactly are the proposed ferry service locations?
Well, this new review looked at 36 potential routes countywide on the lake and on Puget Sound, and it narrowed it down. It eliminated nearly all of them as being not feasible from an economic and technical perspective. But it did say that there were three possible viable options, and those are Shill Shoal to downtown Seattle, and that one looks like a tough one. It doesn't maybe pencil out, but the two that really look perhaps promising are Kenmore at the north end of the lake to Husky Stadium and downtown Kirkland to Husky Stadium, both in terms of the ridership, the recovery at the fare box, and the technical feasibility.
You know, people, when they think of ferries, mostly think about the big boats that move across Puget Sound from Vashon to Seattle, Bainbridge to Seattle. What kind of boats are you envisioning on these runs?
Well, that would still be up for determination, but they would operate at about 35 miles an hour. They're passenger-only ferries. They have room for bicycles. We have a fleet of three of them now that operate on Puget Sound, and folks can take them today from the downtown waterfront over to West Seattle or to Vashon Island. But they're a walk-on, passenger-only, catamaran-style boat. At least that's what we use on the Sound. What we would use on the lake would be determined by an engineering study, and the whole proposal would be put through an environmental impact statement process to consider all the issues related to operating on the lake.
In the report that you submitted to the King County Council, you conclude that water taxis are more expensive. They're a little slower than existing transportation options. So why would people choose them?
Well, the main benefit is reliability. And we've shown with our existing service almost 99% on-time performance. And as any driver knows, or any person who rides the bus knows, the variability in the commute is wide. It can be a half-hour commute one day and an hour and a half the next day. The thing you get with ferry service is consistency and predictability, and there's real value in that.
Would this new ferry cost more than a metro bus ride?
Probably, yeah. It's a little higher cost to operate these systems, and that's something we really need to drill down on before we proceed. And so I would expect the riders pay a little bit more to help cover the costs.
Would that seem more like a luxury mode of transportation than the metro buses? And does that concern you at all?
We're not in the business of providing luxury transportation. We're in the business of providing effective transportation to keep the region moving. And I think we just need to look at all options. When I have constituents, I represent North King County, that it takes an hour and a half to get from Woodinville into downtown. And the State Department of Transportation says, do anything but drive. Mm-hmm. We've got to look at options to get people around the region.
And maybe more serious, I understand that this ferry service could cost us as much as $20 million. Where would the money come from?
Well, that is an initial number that is all in, including the capital costs. The operating costs are about $1.5 million a year. On our current routes, for example, this year we've brought on two new boats, 80% of which were funded by the federal government with grant money, not local tax dollars from King County. So there are resources available from around the country, particularly the federal government, to help with these kind of startup costs.
I know that this is still an idea, a proposal. How feasible do you think it really is?
Well, I asked our division director for the ferries yesterday if this was a real thing, if that he viewed this as a serious opportunity, and he concluded that yes. Given the changing circumstances, the increasing congestion, the success we've had with our current ferry operation, that this is something that very well could make sense and deserves further study.
King County Councilmember Rod Dombowski, he's proposed that King County add ferry service across Lake Washington and Puget Sound.